Hello, this is Clark.
Hi, Clark. It's Lisa here. How are you?
Lisa, I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. I was trying to call you from my cell number, but for some reason I couldn't hear you.
Oh, funny. Funny.
Yeah, yeah, so
yeah, I was trying to answer.
Right. Okay. All right. So let's just address the elephant in the room. I just want to explain to you the process really quick, and then I'll send you a contract in writing. All right. So there are two ways of going about, okay? Ingram Spark individually is a vendor who handles worldwide distribution, okay? We got that part correct, right? We're on the same page with that. Okay. Now, what happens is that there are two ways in which you can proceed. When often what happens is that when customers are approaching Ingram Spark individually, like not in any kind of affiliation with any ghostwriting company, then what happens is that you pay charges as you go along, step by step. So they'll charge you like $50 when they're signing up. They'll charge you another amount when they're formatting your files. They'll charge you like $300, $400 once they're distributing to primary platforms, then they'll charge you a couple of bucks more when they're going worldwide. What happens
is
that...
Right, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, exactly, and that's what freaked you out. I understand.
Well, yeah, that's what I got. I just got something from them that basically said, sign this and we're going to bill you every time you inhale.
No. That's not going to happen. See, you actually took the complete plan. You paid all the amounts, all the charges, not in different breakdowns. You paid a one-time shot to us. That means that you won't have to pay anything additional whatsoever to Ingram at all. And that will be officially binded in a contract. Go ahead.
Okay, and that was it exactly, because I didn't have anything in front of me that suggested that.
Yes.
Everything I saw just suggested I was going to get
otherwise.
I was going to be hit with a whole lot of additional bills, and what they sent me just kept saying, "We'll just bill your credit card."
Pay this,
now we've got two issues: one, they wanted my credit card number, and two is So anyway, that's what I'm reading, and it makes me very uncomfortable.
Of course. So. If it was anyone else in your place, it would do the same. The first step of going on to the worldwide distribution, you know, this is skeptical enough for the customers that we are asking them for the credit card details instead of a normal debit card, because that is the standard process that they have in terms of worldwide distribution. A lot of places, they do not accept, for example, a certain debit card from a particular bank account. That's the reason why they have made it uniformed in terms of having the credit card information there. Now, why they do that? One more reason for it, because you get print-on-demand orders through these vendors, okay?
Right.
That's like related to the bookstores, physical bookstores. It's shelving your book, all right? So they might as well approach you once you go live on all worldwide platforms. A lot of these bookstores and media outlets will approach you, that whether or not you want to give them a bulk order of 2,000 copies, 5,000 copies, 2,500 copies, whatever the demand is in terms of that individual bookstore or media outlet. Now, it's up to you whether or not you refuse it or you go forward with that. Now, once you go forward with that, you will be asked to pay the amount from that credit card. That's the reason why they ask for a credit card, because it's vice versa. They will be submitting the royalties to you on that credit card, and in return, if they have any additional offers, for example, the print-on-demand, I give you an example of the print-on-demand order from the bookstores. So if any scenario like this comes up, they will ask you first if you want to proceed with that. If you go with yes, then of course they will charge the card, the credit card that is on file. But of course you don't have to let them go on anything. Whatever they send you, whatever offers, whatever promotional deals they send you, you decline them all, okay? You decline them
all.
That's all you need to do. You don't need to authorize them. They won't charge anything, not a cent from your credit card without your authorization. So you ought not to pay any amount to them. You've already paid the complete amount to us for the complete fee, and all you need to do now is help us verify the account. Once you've verified it by clicking on that email, we will initiate the process from our end. Once it's submitted, I will be asking you to change the password of that particular amount, take control of it, take complete access of it, so my team doesn't have anything on file, okay? Once that is done, we wait for 2 to 3 weeks, and your book will eventually start coming up on all the platforms. Make sense?
It does.
Okay.
But I need that in writing.
Of course, of course. I'm not going to skip that. I know the kind of a person you are, so I will send that to you in writing for your own satisfaction and for mine too.
Okay.
So we're on the same page. All right?
So this last one they sent me, I mean, they sent me a reminder today.
Mm-hmm.
Just go on that and proceed from there.
Yeah. Just go to that and see if you can verify it. I will reconfirm this with my publishing team. If there are any issues, I will drop you a text message. Sounds good?
Okay. All right. That sounds good.
All right. Let me type out the email and send you a contract as well stating that there will be no additional hidden charges whatsoever. And then we can just get this sorted out, okay?
All right. Thank you.
No worries at all. All right, then, Clark. It was nice talking to you. I will send you the email, and I'll drop you a text message so you can check it.
All right. Thank you.
Perfect.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.